onke umhlaba jikelele.
I greet you all, wherever you may be, wherever you are currently, so to say, finding refuge in this time where we all still have to keep ourselves safe.
Singakaqhubeki nakho konke.
Before we continue with everything,
siyafisa ukumemezela inkonzo zabasha ezoqala mhlaka 11 December kuze ziphele mhlaka 17 December.
We'd like to announce the virtual youth conference from the 11th till the 17th of December.
Kushuthi njoba nazi ukuthi inqonquthela ihlangane la kwasiza abantu ngenxa ye COVID nolalela emsakazweni.
As you know, that due to COVID-19, we still have to do it virtually, so you can tune in the various ways on Radio Kwezi, live streaming, etc.
Kusho ukuthi ke okunye kwakho ke la singeke sikhohlwe abekade besithandazisa ngendaba yala kwasizabantu.
And then we do not want to forget to say thank you to all of you who've been bearing us up in prayer during this time while the mission has been under attack.
Kakhulukazi nabase Germany, Switzerland, Romania, noma kwamanye amazwe kakhulu eMelika futhi sizwile ukuthi nabo bebesithandazisa babonga kanye nathi ukuthi nathi uNkulunkulu usizile imthandazo yabo siyabonga kakhulu.
Especially our brethren from across the world, various countries in Europe and the United States, we've heard that you've been praying for us. So we are so thankful for that, and that the Lord has heard your prayers, and that the Lord has been with us and has helped us.
EGermany, nabase Switzerland, nabase Romania, ikakhulukazi ngizwele nami bedlulisa ukubonga.
And those from Germany, Switzerland, and Romania, they in particular passed on also there, or they mentioned to me that they were praying for us, so I want to say thank you to them in particular.
Sikhohlwa nalalelizwe lakithi, ngisho nje nabangakhonzi nathi, ngoba bekukhonzile usiza abantu, bebebonga kakhulu.
And also here in South Africa, even those who are not part of the mission, but they've also said how grateful they are to the Lord.
Ishamakhosi abonga kakhulu ngoba endaweni zabo umfundisi bebasiza ngeindlela ezahlukene noma kwemgcwabo abangakwazi kuyingcwabela nokuthi futhi neentandane ekwazi kuyihambisela izinto eziqondene neentandane nokunakunye nokunye nokunye.
And also the Amakhosi leaders and rulers of the various tribes, where they've also said thank you very much because they've received so much help from the mission in the past, and so they were grateful that the Lord helped us during this time. So we thank and praise the Lord for that.
Khumbulani izwi elikhuluma kwabase Roma 1:21 kuthe bemaza bambonganga kodwa inhliziyo yabo yabamnyama.
And we're reminded of the word in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, where it says that even though they knew God, they did not thank and praise Him and honor Him and give thanks to Him. And because of that, they became dark in their thinking. Here it says that they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. The Bible puts it very plainly, especially in the Zulu, and also here, that their hearts became black, they became darkened. How can Jesus live in a black heart?
Sibona kubulalana abantu nje emazweni amaningi ngendlela eziningi bebulalana bekwazana benza nalokha nalokha siyabona impawu zalokho ukuthi ngenxa abambongi uNkulunkulu.
And we see violence being rife in the world, people stabbing one another, there is so much bloodshed and violence, and that is because the people in those communities do not acknowledge God, they do not thank God and give thanks to Him.
Kwangathi le ndimana nje engikhulume ngayo kaverse 21 bangangena kukho kumbongo uNkulunkulu usuku nosuku.
So may it be, just in reference to this verse which I read and referred to in Romans 1 verse 21, that they indeed may acknowledge God, that they may start thanking God. There is a chorus or a song that says, thank Him in the morning, thank Him in the noonday, and thank Him in the evening.
In 1968,
at the wedding of Baba Kwela, we sang that song. And I remember it till today. It's so important that you thank the Lord at all times, morning, noon, and evening.
Senze lokho uma uNkulunkulu ehola njengo Daniel wathandaza kathathu ngosuku.
And we should do it as the Lord leads. We have another example in Daniel, who also went and prayed 3 times a day. Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu siyabona lesi sifo ukuthi siyaqhubeka siyabhebhetheka siyaphambili.
Lord, we see this pandemic continuing and raging on.
Isifo se COVID.
This COVID-19.
Siza Nkulunkulu wethu ukuthi sinqotshwe.
Oh God, would you be gracious to us that it may be conquered.
Siyathola Nkosi ukuthi nasemazweni athile siyaqhubeka abantu sebebuyela kulockdown.
And Lord, in many countries where they've had the second wave, they've returned back to strict levels of lockdown.
Ukuthi sikhumbule imfonyo, sikhumbule ukuqhelelana ngoba ikhona kakhulu ongasibuyisa ngokushesha siphephetheke njengomlilo.
And Lord, help us here to remain vigilant, to keep social distancing, to keep wearing masks and to sanitize, because even here it can flare up.
Simkhulekela nohulumeni wakithi ukuthi kwangathi angabuye sidedele sikwazi ukukhonza ngokupheleleyo sihlangane ngendlela ezifaneleyo.
Lord, would you please grant that our government will lift the restrictions against gathering together in our churches, that once again we can worship you as we used to worship you.
Sibonga Nkulunkulu emazweni athile kuleli lakithi bebonga ngemvula sikonke lokho sidumisa wena Nkosi.
And Lord, in various places and areas in our country, they gave thanks for the rain that you sent them, and so we also want to thank you for that.
Thatha ke le Nkosi bese ezandleni sakho.
Lord, please take this service into your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
So funda la izwi elitholakala kwabaseKorinte bokuqala.
We read a word from the first letter to the Corinthians.
So funda nje izahluko ezimbili siyocaphuna nangale ngokuka Luka isahluko esishagalolunye kuverse 23 no 24.
We'll also read from Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24.
Kodwa soqala ngaleli elitholakala kwabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko seshumi neshagalombili. Isihloko seBhayibheli lami lalesizulu lithi ukuhlakanipha kukaNkulunkulu nokuhlakanipha kwezwe.
And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and the heading says, Christ, the wisdom and power of God.
Nizozwa ukuhlakanipha kwezwe nokuhlakanipha kukaNkulunkulu ukuthi kuyinto enjani.
You hear the difference between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world.
lelizwe sake safundelwa ilona umfundisi Stikini kwakunyaka ka 2001 zazo 5 ku February.
I remember the 5th of February 2001 Reverend Stegan preaching from this word.
Kushukuthike lasibusisa ndobana namhlanje ngithemba ukuthi sizobusiseka.
And it was such a blessing to us, as I also hope and trust it will be a blessing to us this morning.
Ake siqale ke silfunde ukuthi ngokuba izwi lesiphambane kwababhubhayo liwubula kepha kithina esisindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Izwi lesiphambane kwababhubhayo lingubula.
The word of the cross to those who are perishing is foolishness.
Siyabona namhlanje ukuthi ubantu abayiphethe kabi bayiphethe ngobula.
And we see today it being demonstrated by those who live immorally. They behave in a foolish way.
Uma uyibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu uyakholwa, ubukeka unobula, ubukela ungenangqondo, ubukela ungacabangi.
And especially if you call yourself a Christian and then you live in that way, you only showing yourself to be utterly foolish.
Kepha kithina esisindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Ivumeleni ngisho ke bantwana baNkulunkulu ukuthi ma umntwana kaNkulunkulu usindiswa imihla ngemihla.
Allow me to say this, children of God, that if you are a child of God, you are being saved on a daily basis.
Lapho sindiswa imihla ngemihla, lapho thola khona amandla.
And it is while you are being saved on a daily basis that you receive that power of God.
Ikhoke izwi likaNkulunkulu lisho njalo ukuthi ukusindiswa kwethu sithola amandla thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And that is why God's word says that through our being saved, we receive the power of God.
Ingakho ke abanye abantu belithatha njengobula, bethatha njengobula ukuthi umuntu akholwe.
And then there are those who take it as folly, as foolishness, that a person is a believer.
Verse 19, uthi ngokuba kulotshi ukuthi ngiyakuchitha ukuhlakanipha kwabahlakaniphileyo.
In verse 19, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Bukani ihlakaniphi ehlakaniphile silahlekelwa nje into eyodwa nje ukholwa.
Just look at that. Those who are so to say wise, they are destroyed by this one thing, by their unbelief.
Siqaphele ukuhlakanipheni kwethu ukuthi masihlase ikhonsi ibiza ukuthi sihlakaniphile sikwenza kanye noNkulunkulu yini uNkulunkulu khona yini kuloko kuhlakanipha.
Now when we think we are intelligent, we are wise, we need to be careful and make sure that God is in that intelligence, in that wisdom.
Ngokuba kulotshiwe ngiyakuchitha ukuhlakanipha kwabaqondileyo nokuqonda kwabaqondileyo.
Because it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Abantu bathi namhlanje angichithi ukuthi umuntu ufundile, umuntu afunde abe nalokho abe neziqo kodwa alahlekelwe nje ukukholwa.
Now I'm not against education, but it's terrible when through your education you lose your faith.
Ukukholwa isona sikhiye esongena ngaso ezulwini.
Because faith is the key that will unlock heaven for us.
Kodwa mangabe thina singakholwa silahle isikhiye songena ezulwini.
If we do not believe, we lose the key to heaven.
Kodwa mawubeka la uthi ngiyakuchitha ukuhlakanipha kwabahlakaniphileyo.
But here it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Siyabona ke izinto ezenzekayo namhlanje ukuthi ukuhlakanipha kwabathi bahlakaniphile.
Now we see that before us, happening before us today, where the wisdom of those that think they are wise is brought to nothing.
Ukuba abantu bagcwele la epulpiti la njalo ngaphakathi la endlini.
That people would fill the building.
Ukuba bakhona namhlanje bonke la eOti.
If they would be here today.
Bengizosukuma ngiyeleke yeleke ngenjabulo.
If this building, this auditorium would be full today, I'd be going this way and that way and that way because of joy.
Ngidanse lokhu kaDavid.
I would dance the dance of joy of David.
Ngijabulela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ube nathi.
And I would rejoice that God had been with us.
Laba bebethi bahlakaniphile ulokho wachitha ukuhlakanipha kwabo.
And those who thought they were wise, they were so knowledgeable and so intelligent.
Laba bantu bebesithatha njengewula namhlanje ibona abangahlakaniphile ngokusho kweBhayibheli.
They took us as fools, but today they are shown as fools according to the Bible.
Kanti thina ke esisindiswayo sithola amandla ngalokho.
And we are being saved. We receive power through that.
Noma ngabe bamelana nathi thina sithola amandla ngalokho.
Even though they went against us and attacked us, through that our strength only increased.
Noma ngabe ilingwe ikhamuka ngapha nangapha nevungu-vungu thina sithola amandla ngalokho.
Even though temptations come from all over, the storm buffets us, it only makes us stronger.
Nawe mzalwane lapho khona noma ukuphi inkonzo noma ulaphi kodwa makhamuka ivungu-vungu ulingeka ngapha nangapha kuqa ngedolo uthandaze.
Oh brother, sister, wherever you may be, when temptation comes your way and you are under attack and there is a storm that buffets you, go down on your knees and cry out to God. The Bible tells us when Jesus was tempted, he knelt down and he prayed. And when you meet up with temptation, wherever you are, go on your knees and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It really touches my heart that the Lord Jesus, being God, being the Son of God, he prayed. He, in those times, received strength by praying to God.
Now,
how do you think you will survive if you call yourself a child of God and yet you don't think it necessary that before you go to bed, that you pray, that you, when you wake up, that you pray continually? For the word of the cross is folly to those who are
perishing.
This word, the Bible, the word of God, it means nothing to those who are perishing.
Ukufunda nje iBhayibheli, ukuthandaza nje nokuhlinza ngoNkulunkulu nje kuyize.
To them, reading the Bible, praying to God, all of that to them is in vain.
Kepha kuthini esisindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
It means nothing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Unawo yini lamandla kaNkulunkulu na?
Do you possess this power of God?
Uyahlukana yini nesono na?
Do you separate from sin?
Noma ubuyela kuso kodwa uyibiza ukuthi usindisiwe?
Or do you return to it whilst you call yourself saved?
Ungazibiza kanjani ukuthi usindisiwe kodwa ububuyela kuzona izono na?
How can you call yourself saved if you return to your sin?
Uyibiza ngokuthi uyawathola lawo amandla ngenkathi uyimukela inkosi wawathola amandla.
When you received the Lord Jesus, did you receive that power into your life? When you confess your sin, right there, you experience the power of God at work in your life.
Atamangisi, we're learning by mistake.
That is what the English say.
When
you make a mistake, you've got to apologize immediately.
Athamangisi sifunda ngamaphutha. Mangabe nawe ubonile ukuthi wenza iphutha mzalwane, lungisa. Lawo lesi sikhathi ke ususindiswa.
And brethren, when you see that you've made a mistake, apologize immediately. Come to the Lord for forgiveness immediately. And that's where you will experience His power. There we receive forgiveness. Obviously not that you say, well, it doesn't matter if I sin. I'll just go and confess it again afterwards. If you're doing that, you're only playing a game. The Bible puts it plainly that we should not be like a dog that returns to its vomit. And that's in the letter of Peter. You can go and read what Peter wrote. He said that we shouldn't be like a pig or like a dog that returns to its vomit. And a pig that even though it's been washed, it goes back and it wallows in the mud once again.
So fundagela jobangshilo enwatinila ngokukaLuka isahluko sesishagalolunye ivesi lamashumi amabili nantathu amavesi nje amabili.
And then, as I said, we'll also read from Luke chapter 9, and we read from verse 23, we'll read two verses.
Lithi-ke wayesethi kubo bonke, uma umuntu ethanda ukuza emva kwami, makazidele athabathe isiphambano sakhe imihla ngemihla angilandele.
And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
Sonke bazalwane kumele ukuthi sibe nesiphambano sethu.
Brethren, we all need to take up our cross and carry it every day. There is a song that says, I'll hold on to Jesus and I'll cling to the cross until I'm saved. Remember the cross with the two beams, the vertical beam and the horizontal beam. The vertical beam pointing to God, saying, God is in heaven. And then the horizontal beam indicating your fellow man, that you've got to be in a good relationship with your fellow man, whether you're a preacher or wherever you may be.
Akukuhle ukuthi umuntu athi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu kodwa akakwazi ukuthi axhumane nabanye abantu.
It's not good that you call yourself a child of God and yet you do not have a good relationship with your fellow man.
Zifake kulokho ukuthi wena njengoba kulesi sikhundla onaso xhumene yini nabangalutho.
And ask yourself, even in the position that you have, what is your relationship like with that one who's the least in your eyes?
Mhlawumbe uma ungontsundu uhluleka na uqhawula omhlophe nobandlululo.
As a black person, you may even fail to greet a white person because of that discrimination in your heart.
And
maybe as a white person, it's vice versa. Maybe you cannot greet a black person properly and respectfully because of that discrimination in your heart. Now we don't shake hands anymore. We greet in other alternative ways, like maybe with your elbow. But there was a person that taught me. I won't say who it is. That person said, if a white person doesn't stretch out his hand to you to greet you, you as a black person shouldn't do it first. And the person who told me that was a white person. That person said, you know, if you greet a white person, just see first if they stretch out their hand to you to greet you. The person told me that in
1970.
And that was because of apartheid and that reigning in people's hearts and that discrimination and racism, where a person doesn't even want to greet a person of another race because after they've shaken hands with that person, they feel that their hand has been made dirty.
After
they shook hands with that person. Now ask yourself, are you carrying your cross, this cross that Jesus said we should carry? And Jesus said, we've got to take up our cross daily and follow him. Not that Jesus should follow us. If he has to follow us, then things have gone wrong. We will say, well, we know. We know what to do. We are clever. Maybe a person says, well, I've received the Holy Spirit. I've received Jesus. But the question is, aren't you maybe going ahead of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Maybe there is pride and arrogance right there in your heart. The cross. You cannot carry the cross together with other burdens. For it is heavy. You've got to get rid of every burden. Cast it upon the Lord Jesus so that you will be able to carry the cross.
And he said to all,
if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
Othanda ukumlandela uJesu makazidele alahlekelwe yikho konke.
If anyone would follow Jesus, that person should deny himself of all. We need to deny ourselves of certain things if we want to follow Jesus. In your following Jesus, have you cast aside everything else? You hear what it says here. Let him deny himself. You've got to deny yourself. You've got to forsake everything to follow Jesus. In other words, you've got to die to yourself, to your own ego. You've got to be crucified with Christ. Then you can follow him.
Abanye bahluleka ngisho ukuthandaza bethi awu abantu bazongihleka uma ngishumayela bazongihleka uma ngiqala iculo bazongihleka ungathi usithwele isiphambano lapho.
Now some people fail to even pray in public. They say people will laugh at me, they'll mock me. I can't preach, they laugh at me, they can't start a hymn. Do you think that means to carry the cross?
Ingakho ke kwa lithi iBhayibheli la abantu kubona kubabukeka njengewula uma bephethe bethwele isiphambano.
And that is why the Bible says here that it's foolishness to many, the word of the cross. So carrying the cross is foolishness to them.
Ngibize ukuthi ngumzalwane, ngibize ukuthi ngumKristu, ngibize ukuthi ngumfundisi. Cha, kumele ngithule, ngingasho lutho, ngingashumayeli. Kanti uJesu ethi awushumayeleke manje, awufakazeke ngoJesu athi umuntu ngesaba.
And you say, well, I'll keep quiet. I don't want to come out in the open. That people recognize me as a Christian, as a believer, as a preacher of the gospel. I just hide myself. But Jesus perhaps said to you, you should now preach the gospel. You should now testify. And you choose to hide yourself.
Imihla ngemihla uthi Jesus sithwale isibhambane. Kunzima, kunjani, kunjani, masithwale isibhambane. Imihla ngemihla.
Jesus said, we should carry our cross daily, on a daily basis. No matter how difficult it may be.
Hayi ukuthi kuyabanda namhlanje, kuyashisa namhlanje, liyana namhlanje, ngeke isiphambano sasithwala.
Not that you say, well, today it's so difficult, it's hot, or it's cold, I can't do it today.
Shoniwe, abazali bami bashoniwe, noma kudutshuliwe, sekufanele ngithi lo Jesu akekho, ngakwazi ukuthatha abazali bami bayifaka nje kanye, kanje uJesu sizomlahla-ke ukuthi ukholwa kukho.
Maybe something happens, a tragedy happens in your life. Maybe your parents, both of them are killed in an accident, or maybe somebody is shot in your family, and then you say, well, how can God allow that? And you lose your faith.
Ubone lesi sifo sika COVID-19 bese uthi hawu uNkulunkulu akekho ukuthi akathuma lesi sifo. Hawu uNkulunkulu silahlile akekho uNkulunkulu. Cha bo bo kuthiwa isiwule sisho njalo sithi uNkulunkulu akekho. Ukhona uNkulunkulu.
And you say maybe COVID-19. How can God be there if God allows this COVID-19 in my life or in our family? No. The Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there's no God. I'll ask Mr. Ngubane to close for us.
And to add on
what is on his heart.
Siyalibonga kakhulu izwi likaNkulunkulu.
We thank God for his word, which is powerful and sharp.
Ukumlandela uNkulunkulu akusiyona nje into elula.
To follow the Lord is not something small or insignificant.
Kuyasikhombisa ukuthi ukulandela uNkulunkulu kubiza yonke into.
It shows us that to follow the Lord costs us everything.
Ukuthwala isiphambano kusho into enkulu, kubiza impilo yakho yonke.
To carry the cross calls of you to surrender your whole life.
Kuphela intando yakho, kuphela ukuhlakanipha kwakho, kuphela ukubona kwakho.
That your knowledge, your will comes to an end.
Kuphela ucabanga kwakhe, imicabango yakho, ukuyicabangela wena, ukuyibonelela wena. Cabanga nje izinto mayilungele wena. Okuphambana nawe nje sekuyashayisana izinto. Ayihambi lapha indlela njengoba sizwile.
And where you lose your way of thinking, your own preconceived ideas. You let go of that. And not that you only accept things if they agree with you. You've got to be prepared to die to all of that.
Lapha kuyakhomba ukuthi abanye basebenzisa ingqondo yabo la kungafanele khona eyintweni engasadingi ingqondo yabo sekudingeka intando kaNkulunkulu.
And from the verse that we read in the passage, it shows us that some people use their minds and their intellect in the wrong way, where they should be trusting in God and they should be guided and led by God. They instead rely on their own intellect.
Bese kukhona ukuhlukana phakathi kwabo bengabazalwane beyibandla.
And Paul spoke to about that because it became obvious that in the church there was division. There were people that were doing things their way according to their way of thinking.
Kwaqalisiphithiphithi manje kwaqaleke izinyo izinto manje bakhohlwa kulandela lo okumele bamlandele. Sebe ikhombela abantu ukuthi mina ngokabani ubani ngokabani.
And all of that brought about chaos in their midst and division, where some said, I belong to this leader, another one said, I belong to that person, and all of those divisions were brought about.
Lakusebenza khona uNkulunkulu noSathane ufuna ukufaka unyawo lwakhe afuna ukuyixova lento kaNkulunkulu.
Where God is at work, Satan will not rest. He will also want to come and put his dirty foot in that to destroy what God is doing.
Amandla kumele sidikibale, kufuneka sazi ukuthi indaba endala lena, ukuhlukana kwabantu, imbono ehlukeneyo, bakhohlwa abantu ukulandela lo okumele bamlandele.
That should not discourage us. That should not surprise us. That's something that's been going on throughout the ages, that people start thinking their own way, and then that brings division with the true children of God.
Uthi uthobe khona thoba mawufuna ukuyezulweni mawufuna ukuyaphambili musu phambana nentando kaNkulunkulu.
Where you need to bow, humble yourself and bow. Don't oppose and resist the will of God.
Zwile eshubabudube noma ngabe qhamuka ingane encane izokululeka izokusiza thoba yehla musubuka ingane nje musubuka lengane ukuthi ikhuluma into engakanani kunayo kuwe uma ithunywe uNkulunkulu yehla thoba lalela ukuze kuqhubekeke kuye phambili.
As Baba Dube said, we need to be prepared to humble ourselves, even if a small child should come. And a small child comes and rebukes us or reprimands us about or speaks to us about something. Not that we just disregard that child and say it's just a child, but that we pay attention. Perhaps it's God speaking to us through that child, and then we should humble ourselves.
Into enzima kwabaningi ukuzithoba ukuzehlisa. Baqhubeka bebe ngamaphika nkani balalela inhliziyo zabo balalela ingqondo yabo ibadukisa kulokho okungokaNkulunkulu.
One of the most difficult things for people is to humble themselves. People instead stubbornly hold on to their own opinion, hold on to their own way of thinking, instead of submitting to God's way and that spiritual way of seeing things.
Indlela kaNkulunkulu ayisoze yafana nendlela zethu.
God's way will never ever be the same as our way.
Indlela uNkulunkulu acabanga ngayo uNkulunkulu akusoze kwafana nathi nabantu bomhlaba.
God's way of thinking is on his divine level. And it will never be on our level, we as human beings.
Abanye abantu banenkinga ekukhuleni kwabo bahlangane nezinto sebekholwa azange bafunde bese bancane ukuthi kuyini ukthoba kuyini ukulinda mangicela into ngayithola lapho abanye abakwazi lokho unenkinga mawufinyelela evangelini ngoba wena ujwayele ukuthi mawucela into uyithola khona lapho.
Some people grow up in a way where they always get their way. They always get their will. And they grow up being spoiled. And then when they come to the faith, they think it will work in the same way. And when they ask of God and they don't receive it immediately, they get offended and upset.
Bogobonto, kukhona emndenini, kukhona ingane ezifica zinenkinga kakhulu.
Now, in every family, you often find that there is a problem child.
Ingane ekhule iyodwa ingenazi ezakwabo iyodwa nje. leyo ngane lo muntu mayefika evangelini isikhathi esiningi uba senkingeni.
Or rather, in many families you find that there are problem children, especially when a child grows up as the only child in a family. They always get their way. It always revolves around them. And when they come to the gospel and to the faith, very often they come into the faith with that problem, with that attitude. What causes that?
When
that child grew up, whenever they would ask for anything, they never received no for an answer.
I was in the good Magdalene, Doctor Nong, I walked tall and Nanan, who vunya young in the show
you. Whatever that child asks for and demands, it gets.
Unenking among Abe Ukula Unjalo, Ungamazu, Ka Utrailen, you, yes, 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 yes.
That is a problem. If you grow up in that way and you never refused, you never hear a no in your life. It's always yes, yes, yes.
Futhi leyo nkinga igcini lapho. Iyadlula njengoba ukhula nje. Noma usugana usuganile. Uma ngabe ungowesifazane noma ungowesilisa usuganile, hey, uzoba nenkinga logano uwe uyilolo hlobo lomuntu.
And it doesn't end there. That thing you take with you into your adulthood, even into your marriage, and woe to that person who's married to you, as such a person who grew up like that, whether it's a wife or a husband, that has to suffer
ngoba
under that.
Mangabe kumkhwenyana wakho usenkingeni ngoba uthi wena mawucela izinto ngowesifazane abazali bakho bakufundisa ukuthi bakunika khona lapho awukwazi ukuthi uthole ubunzima njalo. Cela uNkulunkulu akusize noma ukhule kanjalo ivangeli lingakwazi ukuthi likulekelele ufunde. Akungakhathaleki ukuthi ungakanani uma inhliziyo yakho nje ithanda ukufunda.
And maybe your husband has to suffer because you as a wife, you always got your way with your parents. And now when you ask of your husband, you're not prepared to wait. You're not prepared to get no for an answer. And how difficult that is and what difficulties it brings into that marriage. But if even if it's like that in your life, you can ask the Lord to help you. Through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can be helped concerning
that.
We read and we heard that the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Noma umuntu bekhule ngaleyo ndlela kodwa mayehlangana nalamandla kaNkuluNkulu ayakwazi ukumgoba, ayakwazi ukumguqula njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
So even though a person grew up like that, but when you come to the gospel, to this word of the cross, the power of the word of God and of the word of the cross can change you and renew you and make you to be a new person and to be able to bow and
humble yourself.
Accepting and receiving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ into your life, that means by definition that you change, that you no longer go your way, you now go the way of the Lord Jesus.
Inalamandla esiwafumana lapha evangelini, esiwafumana enkosini yethu Jesu Christu, yiwo la wesibuzwe ngawo, unawo la mandla na, ayasebenza empilweni yakho njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu na.
Now this power of the word of God and of the word of the cross, it is concerning that power that you've been asked. Do you know that power in your life? Are you experiencing that power changing you and saving you?
La mandla kaJesu ayaphula imigonqwane, ayaphula indlela yami, ayaphula izinto engaziwa ngazo. La mandla kaJesu mayebonakaliswa kumuntu kuba khona ushintsho. ukuthi lo muntu sekwaphela kwakhe saphela indlela yakhe kubusa intando kaNkuluNkulu kulomuntu.
That cross of Jesus, when it comes into a person's life, it breaks your stubbornness, it breaks it apart, it shatters it, your own way, your own will, and it becomes evident that the cross of Jesus is at work in this person's life.
Ngifuna la mandla kube wona asebenza ngifunda ukufunda izinto ezinye zikaNkuluNkulu futhi izinto ezizongiholela kule ndlela kaNkuluNkulu.
And then you get to the place where you say, Lord, I'm like a child who knows nothing. I'm ignorant. Wouldn't you please teach me? Wouldn't you please show me your way, Lord? Lead me on the way everlasting.
Ngoba noma singakholwa noma ngabe singabiza ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kodwa engasebenzanga lamandla kaNkuluNkulu sizoba inkinga ngisho ebandleni ngisho kumfundisi wakho uzoba inkinga ngoba khona izinto ongavumi ukuba idedeleke zife empilweni yakho.
Even if you call yourself a child of God and a Christian, but if you do not know this power of the Lord in your life and the cross at work in your life, you'll be a problem even in the church because you do not know what it means to carry your cross. You don't know what it means to deny yourself and to get rid of certain things in your life.
Yikho basibuze kusebenza maphi wona amandla kwethu impilo na.
That's why it's such an important question that we ask ourselves and that we face squarely. What power is at work in your and my life?
Amandla asebenzayo ayiwo lawasezwini kaNkuluNkulu.
The power that's at work, is it this power of the Word of God?
Amandla asebenzayo kumina ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu yiwo lawazophula emgoqwana azophula izinto ezingalungile kaSathane empilweni yami.
That power that's at work, is it that power that will destroy the work of Satan and those things that pertain to the world and sin in my life?
Ngoba lanazi izinto okumele ukuba ichithwe empilweni yethu ilamandla esiphambane lamandla ezwi likaNkuluNkulu.
It is only the power of the Word of God and the power of the Word of the cross that is able to destroy those things and to eradicate those things of sin and of Satan.
Kumele abantu babone ukuthi hayi khona sasimazi usibanibani waye nje. Kodwa hayi khona okwamtholayo kukhona amanye amandla abusa phezu kwalawo esiwaziyo thina aye kuye.
And where people will be able to testify and say, you know, this person is changed. We don't know this person anymore. We don't recognize this person. There's some change that has come about that person.
Kusebenza isiphambano lo muntu sasingamazi thina ethoba. Kodwa selokhu ahlangana nevangeli enkosi yethu Jesu Kristu sazo omunye umuntu sibona omunye umuntu sibona esinye isidalwa esishintshwe yilamandla asevangelini asezwini likaNkulunkulu.
And where a person says, you know, we don't know this person like this. They were never prepared to humble themselves. They were never prepared to bow. But now we see the work of the cross and of the power of the Word of God at work in this person's life, that they have now changed.
So, ngaleyo ndlela amandla kaNkuluNkulu ayakwazi ukugqiba achithe lokho bekubusa kumuntu bese kuqhakamba lokho okuvela kuNkuluNkulu nasezwini lakhe.
So the power of the Word of the cross is able to expel that which used to rule a person's life and eradicate that, and that there's a new reign in a person's life where God reigns in that person's life.
Kumele siwuphendule lo mbuzo sibuze wona. Ayasebenza yini lamandla esiphambana empilweni yethu na?
And that is why you and I have got to answer this question. Is this power of the Word of the cross at work in your and my life?
Apostle Paul kwincwadi yabaseRoma ubabaza ezigqasha ngevangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu athi ngoba lingamandla ukusindisa.
And in Romans, the letter to the Romans, Paul also boasts about the message of the gospel where he says it's the power of God.
Liyamshintsha umuntu.
It changes the person.
Lishintsha ukukhuluma komuntu.
It changes the way you speak.
Ukujwayela ukukhuluma mangakhuluma iqiniso manje.
A person used to tell lies. A person who used to be unfaithful now becomes faithful. A person used to be a bully. That person becomes meek and humble. Because now that person is under new rulership in their life. There is another power at work and that reigns a person's life. And that is the power of the
cross.
Where you take your mind, your way of thinking, and you put that aside, where you seek God's way of thinking.
Will
you now seek God's will for your life on a daily basis? You come to the Lord and you say, Lord, please reveal to me your will concerning my life. What must I do here? What step must I take here? Not that you just follow your own common sense, your own intellect, and your own wisdom.
And that
is why Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself. And take up his cross daily and follow me. The way to heaven doesn't go where you think and expect. And where you even wanted to go, we need to follow the Lord Jesus in truth. We need to follow him where he goes, where he wants us to
go.
Where we would be able to confess with and testify with Paul and say, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. It's no longer my will that rules me, but it's the will of God. Friend, what rules your life? Your own will or God's will? From the morning till now, are you able to humble yourself, to bow, and to submit yourself? Are you prepared and are you willing to obey God's word
explicitly?
Are you willing and are you determined to pick up your cross and to follow the Lord Jesus daily? And if that be the case, if each one of us would do that and carry our cross, then all turmoil, all division, all chaos in our midst, all of that would come to an end. There would be peace and harmony. It would come to an end that one person says, well, I belong to Paul. Another one, I belong to Apollos. Whoever, Paul said, did I die for you on the cross? Have you forgotten who died for you on the cross and who gave his life for you?
And
Paul says, where does this come from? One says, I belong to Paul. Another one, I belong to Apollos. He brings them back to the gospel. And he brings them back to the foundation of the gospel. Let's not lose that foundation, friends, because if we do, we are lost, we are doomed, we are damned.
Kumele sihambe ngaphambili kwakhe, sibe sinyathele la nyathele khona yena uJesu.
We should not go ahead of Jesus, but we should follow him. And where he has placed his foot, there we should put our
foot.
God's will and God's word should rule our lives, and it should be obvious that we are living in obedience to God's word. What will rules our lives? Is it that of God? What power rules our lives? Is it the power of God or is it some other power?
Is
there still turmoil and noise in your heart? If that is the case, ask yourself, when did it start? How did this come about? Where did it come into my life?
We think it was Vivi. Ungasakwazi ukukhuluma kaNkuluNkulu empilweni yakho. Zonakelephi izinto iqalephi ngoba khona la iqale khona.
And if you find yourself lukewarm and you don't any longer hear God speaking to you, ask yourself, where did it go wrong? Because it went wrong somewhere.
Isikhathi esiningi konakala ukuthi abantu bengalaleli.
And it often goes wrong where people fail to obey. They fail to obey God and they fail to pay heed to the word of the one sent by God. And then their hearts turn black. And that's why they are in the state in which they're in.
Besuqala uyibona izinto ngokwendlela yakho ngokubona kwakho ubona ukuthi uyazi nawe awu ulahlekile mzalwane uphumile endleleni kwazi lokho.
And then you start seeing things in your own way and you must know you lost, you're on the wrong way.
Uma wakusithwela isiphambano sewashiya kudala ikho ificwe lokho ngoba mawusithwela usuku nosuku.
And you've laid down your cross. You've left it somewhere. You're no longer carrying that cross. It's impossible for
you. Mistake every day.
It's impossible to live as you are living if you would be carrying the cross every day. That's why you get people that are criticizing. They find one mistake after the other. They're not carrying the cross. You know, the amazing thing is with these people who criticize and find fault with others, they're always pointing to others. But they're not pointing to themselves and finding the mistakes in their own lives. When last did you look at your own life? Wanneer het jy laas hand in eie boesem gesteek om te kyk wat is fout in jou eie lewe? Look at yourself. What's wrong in your life? Stop there.
Wat wel is pambano usuku nosuku. Washo babamfundisi. Ungakhomba abanye abantu ngale mine kodwa emthatha ithi wena umubi kakhulu kuphindwe kathathu kunabo.
You need to carry your cross daily. If you point your finger at others, then there are three fingers pointing back to you. And that's what Reverend Stegan often said, saying that you are three times worse.
Ungakamsolo omunye umuntu awuyisole wena.
Don't criticize somebody else and find fault with somebody else.
Ngaphambi kokuthi ubone amaphutha omunye umuntu bona wakho kuqala.
Without first of all looking at your own life and taking out the beam out of your own eye. Before you find fault and you take out the splint of the other person, Look at the people you're
around.
When the power of God's Holy Spirit starts working in your life, you'll forget about the people around you. You'll see the sin in your own life. And when God's word and God's will is at work, then God's will reign in our lives, not our own will.
This is Pombana's twalong sombuluko. No man has kibelong as son to msombuluko, says kumulile jenge chongale in kabi.
We cannot take that cross and carry it on certain days. And other days, we take it off like you just take off a yoke from an ox. We've got to carry it daily.
And
it's obvious from those who carry their cross and take up their cross daily that they are those who seek the will of God to do His will. Let us be seen to be like that. People who want to carry the cross, who want to follow after our Lord Jesus on a daily basis. And those who carry the cross of the Lord Jesus, His fire burns within them and it consumes them. But those who do not carry this cross, there's a strange fire burning in their bosom. Just see how many people have the flame of lust burning in
them.
With how many people isn't there a zeal for the things of the world instead of the zeal of God? And what fire burns in them? It's a strange fire kindled from hell, not the fire of God. The amazing thing is that those who've got a strange fire burning, they persecute those and hunt those who've got the fire of God burning in
them.
Stop having a zeal for things that don't pertain to you. Have a zeal for the things of God and that which pertains to your own life and your own salvation. As a wife, learn to submit to your husband. As a child, learn to honor your parents and obey them. God has taught us in His Word how each one should live and conduct their lives. And those are areas of our lives where we can inspect ourselves and see and test ourselves whether we are living according to the Word of God. As a husband, as a wife, and as a child, and your relationship in the family. And if we are one with Jesus, the fire of the gospel ought to burn in us.
Internet.
And otherwise, there'll be another fire that burns in you. And which you get, and it's the fire, the petrol is poured on those flames through you going onto the internet and going to different sites. Don't criticize me or hold it against me if I speak about that, because that's where many people find that which kindles that fire of lust in them. It doesn't matter whether you're a married husband or you're unmarried, whoever you may be, but that's where they often get those things that kindle that fire.
Abanye bayakhala, ay sihole imali encane, asihole imali esanelisayo, nani nani.
And there are those who complain, they say they don't get enough income, they don't get a big enough salary.
Kodwa leyo mali abayitholayo khona abasebenzela amadatha ukuthenga nje bangena kulezi zinto ebashiya bengabeki nasinkwa phekwe tafula.
But even with that bit of money which they get, they use that to just go and buy data or data so that they can connect to the internet to get hold of all of this filth and feed themselves on it.
They are
enslaved. They're addicted. They cannot go to bed without opening these sites and feeding themselves on the filth which they get from there. It's like their sleeping tablets that they've got to take. They can't go to sleep without having had that first. And that's ask yourself, what kind of fire burns in that person? No wonder that hell is loose and that there's all manner of filth and sin in that person's life. And that's why, spiritually speaking, you're going nowhere. You're a slave to sin. You're addicted to that thing which you've allowed into your life.
Uthabathe isiphambano senkosi yethu Jesu usuku nosuku amlandele.
But here we are taught today, a child of God ought to take up the cross of the Lord Jesus daily and follow him.
Sihambe ngokwendlela kaNkuluNkulu, sihambe ngokwentando kaNkuluNkulu.
Walking according to the way and the will of God.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu angisize ngibe kulokho ngiphikelele ukwenza lokho kuyintando kaNkuluNkulu, makube njalo futhi nakuwe. Ukuba sitholakale siyabantu abavuthela uNkulunkulu, hayi sivuthiswa izono, hayi sivuthiswa imlilo yalomhlaba engena kusisa phambili kuNkulunkulu.
And it's my prayer that the Lord will help me to persevere daily in following him and serving him. And I pray the same for you, that his fire will be kindled in our lives, and not a fire from this world or from hell, where we burn for the things of this world. May God teach us what it means to obey God. And on the other hand, what is it then like if you say you're a child of God and yet you don't know this power of God and of the word of the cross in your life? Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you because your word is alive. Your word corrects us and it leads us on your way.
Nkulunkulu umthathe munye, Nkulunkulu Baba, Nkulunkulu indodana, Nkulunkulu moya ngcwele, ngezwi lakho ngoba ezwini lakho uyasitshela Nkosi ukuthi uma efikile umoya ongcwele uyoqondisa izwe ngesono.
We thank you, O triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. For Lord, you have told us when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba kubonakale kithi izwi lakho lisahlulela futhi Nkulunkulu sibone izono zethu njengoba wena Nkosi uyibona.
And Lord, may we experience that. May your word Convict us of our sin, and that we see ourselves as you see us.
Ungabi nje inkosi ukuyibona kodwa ukuyivuma bese siyayishiya ukuze inkosi sikulandele singabheki emuva.
Not only that we see ourselves as you see us, but Lord, that we will have remorse and repent of our sin and turn to you and follow you.
Ngoba masivuma siyishiya liyasithembisa izwi lakho inkosi ukuthi siyawufumana umusa kuwena.
For if we confess and we forsake our sin, your word promises us that we will find mercy.
Siyacela inkosi ukuthi ungashiyi nezwi lakho lingashiyi kuleli sonto esiliqalayo.
Lord, please do not leave us alone, and in this week that lies ahead, please do not leave us.
Sisithwale inkosi isiphambano sakho noma kunzima kangakanani. Sisithwale usuku nosuku.
May we carry your cross, Lord, daily, no matter how difficult it may be.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukukhonza wena ophilayo, ndodana kaNkulunkulu owehle emhlabeni ukuba uzosindisa.
Thank you, Lord, that we may serve you and follow you, you who came down to this world to save and to rescue us.
Cela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.